the end of the pasuk says, "Kavov pasuk went dalit." V'afgam zayis v'yosam be'eretz eivehem le'ma'astim v'le'ge'altim l'chaleisam l'hafiv v'isi toki ani Hashem l'kei. So it says le'ge'altim. Ge'altim, the first of Taich is lush enough to be pulled, to be pelled, to throw up. So le'ge'altim. So what the Torah is telling us here is that even though you have to endure, you have to go through it. Certain things, there's certain kavim aduim, there's certain red lines that the Eivishter will not cross, and that he'll be a kesher you'll keep. That is af b'hiyosam be'eretz eivehem leg nasne v'leg ga'altim. So this leg ga'altim that he won't be pilot them ke'ilu. So that's something which is true al af the teichecha, al af the terrible ancient of the teichecha, but this won't leg ga'altim. The shine was like this. If you look the bracha. So in the bracha it says, "Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'nasati mishkani b'slechechem, v'leisigal nafshi yeschem." So the question arises. So here it seems v'leisigal nafshi yeschem is something which is an integral part of the bracha, right? At the end, it says, "Vaf b'yaisam be'eretz eivehem le'ma'astim v'le'ga'altim." So the le'ga'altim, which is the chare, the same le'sigal nafshis, the same thing, same verb, same idea. Here it seems in the beginning of the parasha that it's something miyuchim to the bracha. At the end, it seems that it's even the klan that's out of the klal. After all, the tachecha le'ga'altim. So the Ramban is ba'er this. The Ramban asks the kasha. And the Ramban says that al pi sisrei Torah, bezum is sisrei Torah, and he says a whole mahalach. So in the basic minhistoris, I don't know that I would venture to understand that 100%. I just want to discuss a different idea that there is, which is, I think, very critical, crucial for us in our avodah. Just add another pasuk to make the kasha a little bit shwer. So what do we have? It said lega altim. That's even after the teichecho. And then in the bracha it says also leisigal nafshi. So you see that's something yuchat to the bracha. In the klala ve'im, this is perik chavav pasuk tesvav ve'im bechukai say tivasu ves misvoy say tigal nafshechem afani es zois lachem. I will also do that. If kadati, there's going to be the klala. And there's going to be the klala, and it goes on, and it says that gol that the is gol anafshi yeschem. So what's going on here? So here it says that gol anafshi yeschem. At the end it says legaltim. It says legaltim even after the teichecha, and in the bracha it says v'loisi gol anafshi yeschem. So what's, how do we understand that? Another nekuda which we might put aside. This is not a part of the etzem you say, but I think it's also interesting. There's a different lashon. There it says le'ga'altim. Okay, le'ga'altim. In the bracha teichecha thing, it says sigal nafshi yeschem le'sigal nafshi. So it's sigal nafshi. There's this ever nafshi. I'd like to know what sigal nafshi means and why the shi. So there's a bayerdika yisayin over here from the Meshech Chachma. It's, you'll see soon, it's quite prophetic in a sense. There's a bayerdika yisayin. He says, we look at the Golos, that Klal Yisrael thrived various times during history, and then due to whatever Averis that they were over, so there was an Einash, they had to be destroyed. They're korbanos, right? There was a korban by Zvishim, by Shady. There was Golos Edom, from which we're suffering. So we look at that's all a bad thing, a punishment type of a thing. He says, but there's a certain silver lining in it. And he says that al pi yisoid. It's a beautiful thing. Is a person has a natural natiya to a kayach to be yitzer, to be mechadish. person has a kech to create, a netiya to create, for creation, to create something. It says like this. You start out, if you go in a civilization, you go to a place that's a midbar, right? And you start, so you have many, many avenues, good avenues, positive avenues, with which you can exercise this power to create, right? You have to build shivas, you have to build schools, you have to build shuls, you have to have kosher food, you have to set up a whole system, right? So there are many outlets for each prayid to exercise, to use this kayach achidush, the kayach to yimachadush. He says, however, once it becomes established, you have the Maestas Satori, you have the Kehillah, you have what you need. So then already, it's much more difficult, becomes much more difficult for a person to find avenues with which to exercise his Kehach HaChidish, because everything's there already. Right? Everything's there already. He says, that's when the Netiya can lead you, but you have this Kehach that you want to be Mechadish, this Kehach to create, that will lead you to look for other avenues with which to create. So then all of a sudden you find al karchach, what we have is no good. Right? What we have is no good. And you look for other things. This way, all for an outlet, because hey, I have to be mechadish something. This is what I was mechadish. Because that's what happens. And then what happens? You look for these things, and then you mechadish things which obviously are shaloy al pitair. Right? Shaloy al pitair, the einish, the churban. And then what happens? Everything's destroyed. So the silver lies. So now you have to start and build again in a new place. Right? You have to build again in a different place with no maestas and no anything else. So now there's already again the Yiddish outlet, the proper outlet for this Kayach HaYitzira, to create new maestas. And it's a cyclic, it's a cycle. Once it becomes firmly established, so then people start looking, oh, well, where's it going to manifest itself, this Kayach HaYitzira? So it's going to manifest itself someplace else. So someplace else. He says, I said before, prophetic. He says, that's what happened. Now, he was Niftu before the war. He was Niftu 33. There are some, I believe. That's 19. Just, okay. Two. He writes there, he writes there that people will, because the everything is established, the hill is established, people will start using their things for their Kayach HaYetzira for other things, right? And they rip down all the old Yesaidis and have these new things. And he quote, and they are destined to be destroyed. So he talks about the Yidden in Germany, right? Ve'oimrim al Berlin Shehu Yerushalayim. Imram al Berlin Shehu Yerushalayim. He says they're going to take this. They took Germany, right? And they thought that everything was wrong. Everything is dead. The isms, this ism, that ism, this new shitas, new things, and these new things that bring out Berlin Yerushalayim. Okay, so now you get the Einish and have to start over again. The Golos and go over again. That's basically what he says there, like 8 years before it happened. Right, so that's the shtickel, prophetic what he says. But historically, if you look during the years, communism, these things, all the isms, the proponents, the ones who created those things, were all Jews. Parenthetical statement. One of them, I don't know if you know anything about history. As years go on, I assume less and less that anybody knows anything about history. But one of the big people in communism was was a guy, Trotsky. Trotsky's real name was labeled Bernstein. Trotsky was a kid in Cheder. This is not parenthetical. A kid in Cheder, they came up with a takana in that particular shtot. They came up with a takana that no scholarships. Everybody has to pay. Everybody has to pay. This label of Bernstein's mishpacha didn't have a penny, right? Or a kopeck, or whatever it is that they had, didn't have anything, couldn't afford to pay. So they threw him out of the cheder. So the kids were in cheder. He was on the other side of the fence, watching them. And the result of that was Leo Trotsky. So this Rav who made, they say, the this Rav who made this takana was by the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim, he went to a bracha, he was going someplace, and the Chafetz Chaim says, I don't envy you. You saw us at Litanis Adin. You have the Ritzicha of Kama Vakama Vakama Yidin, multitude of Jews on your hands. And this guy was a Rav, and he said, what? And then the Chafetz Chaim explained to him about this label of Bernstein, how much Yiddish blood was spilled because you had to take tuition from this guy in Cheder because you couldn't let the kid learn there even though the parents did that. That's a parenthetical statement. But who was the one? Who are these people? Yidden. All the isms is Yidden because you have this innate, this built-in kayach to Yitzira, the kayach to create, a desire to create which is so strong that if you can't find within Yiddishkeit, the Torah, true Yiddishkeit, the possibility to use that, it's used for other things. Zokt, the Meshech Chochma, that's the Taichin. He's not coming to deal with any kashas, but the terrace is just like right there on the table. That's the Taichin of the Pasuk. Af b'yesam b'eretz oyveihem, loy ma'astim v'loy ge'altim, l'hofer b'risi itam. It's l'hofer b'risi itam. There will be a ma'astim. There will be a ge'altim in the Taichin Chochma. Avada there will be. But the Gaaltim will not be to, the tachlis of it will not be to eradicate them. To be made for the bris that they, that Klal Yisrael will have a key, might be as Gael said it. The tachlis will be, le ma'astim ve le Gaaltim lahofer brisi. On the contrary, built into the Golas is that which is the predisign for the preservation of the thing. They're not punished and finished. They're going to move to someplace else. Nocha Golas, they're going to be in a place. What was America when you came to America? Nothing. Right, so they built Meister Satira, and you have Meister Satira. So America's nothing in a different way today, but it's not in that way, at least in terms of Meister Satira, in terms of they built. There was what to build. That so Klal Yisrael has a kiyum that way. That's what the Taish and the Pasuk is. There's no Gealtim Lahafer Brisa Itam. On the contrary, it's to maintain the Kesher to Klal Yisrael, that there should always be. Once you have that, then there's no stira, none of the kashas are sure. There will be sigil nafshias. I didn't answer nafshi, but there will be sigil nafshias coming to Teichacha. And it's a bracha to say, loy sigil nafshias. I, even after the Teichacha, it says, loy ge'altim, which is a stira to the yes sigil nafshi that it says in the Teichacha, and it's a stira to that, that if it's in the bracha, it's loy sigil. So how even after the Teichacha you have it? It's two different things. Sigal nafshi, loy sigal nafshi. Will there be punishments? Will people be destroyed? That's absolutely correct. There will. If there's a taif, there's a bracha, then not. And if there's a klala, yeah. But even in the teichacha, sigal there be sigal nafshi eschem. But there's loy gealtim lahofer brisi ito. The gealtim won't be an idea of lahofer brisi. Where do you think this kayach that we have? He has a kayach. The kayach to be mechad. Just to finish up what the Hesber here would be in the other Nikuda. What's the lashon of nafshi? So the Targum is interesting. In the nafshis, the Targum says like this: Lesigal nafshi eschem, v'lo yirchak memri yaschem. Memra. My memra, what I say to you, it won't be marchik you. Sigal nafshi, loy sigal nafshi. He's also in the same thing in the other one when it says in the Teichacha v'gola nafshi yeschem. He says v'yirchak memre yaschem. Loy galtim, it doesn't say that. So Taichik nafshi is memre. Memre means memory is how to. What does it mean memre? My memre of the Rabbi Nisha. Memre is how the Rabbi Nisha Leilam communicates. It's the community. What Hakadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to Klal Yisrael. That's the memre. Right? Talk to somebody. Communicate with them. It's how what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating to Klal Yisrael. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating to Klal Yisrael. Ultimately, there's loyga alt. In other words, like let's say Al Pitaka, what we just learned from the Meshech Chochma. There's a loyga altim, an objective in the bigger picture of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no ga'altim. On the contrary, this is the key to their preservation lies in the Churban. Right, so there's no ga'altim. But there are certain things that are made to Klal Yisrael the way they see it that do appear to them. The memory of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, what's he communicating to them in the bracha? He's communicating to them an idea of Lo Sigal Nafshi. of loisigal memory. By communicating to you, that means you won't even have a perception that there's anything bad going on. Right? That's what it means. And v'gala nafshi eschem means it's like a legaltim law for brisa. But the memory, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating, what you feel at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating that to you, that's taka yagol, a certain plita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being pointed to you. That's the taish in the posuk. That's the taish in the posuk. Now, what's really supposed to be? It's not supposed to be that every time that there's that's the way of the world, that it's got to be that whenever there's Moistus HaTorah and whenever there's Limud HaTorah, so you're not Mechadish anything anymore, so then you're going to make some new isms and there's going to be a Churban and all is lost, that everything is on a path to destruction and reconstruction and destruction. But what you're meant to do is find, even when there are Moistus HaTorah, even if there are Moistus HaTorah, a person finds, you're meant within Torah, that's the only way to have it, I've got an outlet for this. Within Torah you find an outlet for Koyachas. Everybody within Torah can be Mechadish something. Everybody, this Koyach HaChidish within Torah has a kosher, and that's the outlet under all circumstances. That's the outlet under all circumstances. Now, in order to feel that that's a new thing for that Koyach HaChidish, it gets us to a broader point, which... a broader nekuda, which is more than this kayach hayetzir. This is to create. This is a more basic thing, a broader thing that a person needs to be mekayim things effectively. It's also something that's brought out. It's also something that's brought out in our parsha. In our parsha, in the beginning of the bracha. Beginning of the bracha. So. Pasuk says, "V'yoshan ibnei chadash tetziu." Chav Vav Yud. V'yoshan ibnei chadash tetziu. Rashi brings, which in based on a sugim ba'avasu dar tzadik aleph on the base, that the grunas, the silos, will be so full. Mleya is chadash, and the new stuff is already ready. V'ha'oid zarais are full of yoshan. U'tzvichim lefanai so'oid zarais lemokem acher losis le'chadash b'seich. There's no room anymore to bring the new stuff into the storage area, so you have to take out the yashan and put it in the chadash. So the Gemara Emes asks, Chalufi Matrosa Lomeli, what do you need these two things? Leave the yashan there, eat the chadash, and what's the problem? It's not spoiling. Like, eat this, and why do you have to do that? Why do you have to do that? So he says, Al Pidarko, obviously it's not pshat. Agav Al Derech HaPshat. I'll never have shot the kasha's really not such a kasha either. Because a chelik of the bracha, the quality of the yoshan is better. The aged wheat is better than the not aged wheat. Right? A chelik of the bracha is you'll always have aged wheat to eat. So then if you have the yoshan, which you can eat the aged wheat, which is better, so then, and you have the new one, what you're going to do is take out the aged wheat to eat that, which is the maila, that's a better choshev or achila, and put the new one in there to become old. Right? That's what you're going to do. So it's not a kasha, why do you do that? Why don't you just eat the new one, leave the old? But okay, if it were, right? If it were a kasha, and if you want it to be meramis something in the pasuk, he has a rizikir remis. He says, chalufa matrosa lomali, in any case, you'll have to tell you what's the problem. Leave the yoshem and koyma and eat the chadosh. Zokdim Rayamas, it's coming to be Miramas and Yesaid and Avodas Hashem. That Avodas Hashem has to be Mitechis Kachas. He says, an Oitzer represents Yiras, the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem, He Oitzoro. And the Oitzer. The Oitzer, the way, the proper way to have it is with Yiras Hashem, He Oitzoro. The Oitzer is Kachas. The way to approach it is with His Kachas. In other words, that's a broader thing. The kayach to create is more than this chachas. It's your personal involvement that you created. But more basic than that, in order for a person to fully value what he's doing, in order for a person to do it with his very being, to be totally, you know, totally involved in it, with every fiber, he needs a kayach as chachas. Needs to feel that it's a new thing. In fact, alt, when it becomes old and you get used to something, so it's not the same thing. The halacha in the Beis Hamikdash was you couldn't go out the same Pesach that you went in. So Rav Shulev used to say all the time, you see what the Kriya Chahergul is. You just went in there, right? Went in there to go back the same place where you can nochamol the same thing. That's also That becomes a little bit vachadik already. It's not with the same. You're not to go twice the same place. You're not as despoiled as you are. We find in Matan Torah. So Chazal say, Rashi says in many places in Chumash, but loyelam you based on shines of sukkim, loyelam you divrei Torah kachadosh. What's this inyan of chadosh? That's also this idea to appreciate what Torah is, and for what you're doing and everything, you have to look at it kachadoshim. Otherwise, it's same old. You don't do it. You don't have this kayach achidish. So there's the Ramban, famous Ramban. It says Esesh Shoshach Rambam. So the Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah Lizker Maimit Harsina. To remember Harsina, it's a kailas the broken. To remember all these things. And whatever I'm going to say, don't say, well, the Rambam argues, so but this Yisrael isn't true according to the Rambam. Rambam also agrees to the Yisrael. The Rambam says it's not Chaylik Shem La'atzma, it's not a separate mitzvah. But the Yisrael is true according to the Rambam as well. That means Schiras Harsina doesn't just mean that there was a Matan Torah. Remember that you got the Torah. Schiras Maimed Harsina, the Kailas, the Brokim, Ida means not only do you have to remember that you got Torah, you have to remember the Kailas and the Brokim, to create that feeling. Again, that's all part of this Yisrael, that the idea for a person to value Torah, to realize that it's Torah Hashem. Picture Maimer Harsinai, put yourself in that misgaret of Maimer Harsinai, the Chutzla Derech HaTeva, where all the Shemaim were Niftachu, and the Eivishter, and in total silence, except for V'ayom Royim Esakailus, these things. That's enough. If a person sees that puts a person in a proper frame of mind to appreciate the Godless and the Ischaivus and the Achrayus, what he's meant to do with Torah. That's a mitzvah essay, Zok the Ramban. You have to remember Maimed HaSinai. That's this Yisoid of Lo'ilam Yiyu Divrei Torah Kachadosh. It's not same old. You know, I did this last year, I learned this already, right? Today's Nusach is I did, you know. People that, I call that a Hoidos Baldin, that you didn't learn it, you just did it. That's Hoidos Baldin, you didn't learn it properly. But Akhopanim, everything is new. It's a new Torah. And it's not just some quick fix or some great idea of what you're supposed to do in order to maintain this frishkeit, to maintain this freshness, this youth. It's emes. It's emes. It's a fact. It's built into the bria. As he said, "I'm a chadash b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh breishis." Right? It's not today. There was a ma'aseh breishis, and now it's done and it's history, and we're getting further away from that. And we're here today because the Rebbeinu Shlomo was by read the oil of then. It's not true. Avachadesh b'chol yoyim tamid ma'aseh breishis. Every day there's a bria because today. This day also. Every day there's a bria because today the Eibush did not say bria. So it's a bria mechadash every day. It's a new thing every day. So this that today I have a Torah again today. Every single day, right? Every single day. You are, it's taka, a new, you're a new bria, it's a new Torah for you, and it has to be approached as such. Today, imagine the day Klal Yisrael got the Torah. It's good to know before Shavuot. Right? The day Klal Yisrael got the Torah. Imagine what went on. Well, that's part of Sechiras Maimon HaSinai, but yeah, imagine what went on. Everybody was parcha nishmosam from the godless, from how awesome what was going on was. They got to a madrega of malachim, but Tavra Melach right there. They say, "Ani amarti el kimatem ve'ubnei elyon kulchem." It said, "And Chal Yisrael, they got to Matan Torah, which is the darga they would have had were it not for the Chata Egel, which brought them back to Ochim to Adam to Musa." The end of that pasuk. But that was the darga they got. That was Chal Yisrael. And that is every day the Eibishter gives us that opportunity. It's the new Bria with the new Matan Torah today. But don't forget what that Matan Torah is. This Kayach is Chachas to be Mischa. It's not pretend like it's new so you'll do something. right? Think about it and then realize that it be'etzem is new, right? And then that's why it's built. And as new, mamele, you'll have the proper cheshek for it. But it's not just, you know, a medicine to take something, an antidote for same old, same old. It's not an antidote for same old. It's the metzias. You got, if you think same old, it's not the same. It's a different metzias. You got the metzias one. You got the metzias one. America, you say it. Everybody has a koyach to be mechadish. Everybody wants to create something. And everybody within Torah not only can create something, everybody has their own chaylik within Torah. Everybody has a chaylik to create it. And everybody has a chaylik means lo yare your chaylik to the next chaylik. Right? It means all of the chalokim. Everybody has their chaylik, and together it comprises the whole Torah, which is the kishach of the lebech of Kabbalah. It's an Nisayon. If we are not mischazik in this idea, of knowing that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and realizing that we, first of all, it's Gilu every day was given, and second of all, that within Torah, his is the Meshech Chochmas Yisrael. Within Torah, there is that capacity, the capability to use that koyach to be mechadish. So it's a sakom. I mean, that's where the isms come from. I don't know. I mean, I can't say today. I have the feeling that between all the Schwarzes making idiots of themselves in this cancel culture. Yeah, cancel culture and Black Lives Matter, if they do. Right? And behind this whole thing, it's clear by me, there's a bunch of liberal Jews. There's a bunch of liberal Jews, because you can't leave things as they are. You have to, that's this koyach ha-mechadish. It's a koyach ha-mechadish. The person's koyach ha-mechadish is so great that it can bring him to do such narishkeit that make a car of a melt. That destroys, uprooting everything that America ever was and was meant to be. These idiots are destroyed. These idiots. Why? Because we have to do something. What are you talking about? This is no good. It can't be good. Cancel culture. There's a thing that's a culture. People that kept people going. Destroy it. Why? Isms. That's why isms. They have to. It's a terrible sakana. We, as Torah Eden, have the antidote for that. We have the way to use it constructively, and that's to be dovuk in Torah. If you're dovuk in Torah, if you realize that every day is a new matan Torah, and if you realize that as a new matan Torah, you have a hichiyuv to be mevin, to have a havana in Torah today, which can and should be better and different than the havana that you had in Torah before. That's your koyach to be mechadish within Torah. Your koyach to be mechadish within Torah, it doesn't make chor of the world, it's a kiyum of the tachlis of the world. And that's what we're meant to be doing. Yeah.